name is Eve, please. My name is Slave Dude.
And I, Daffodil.
Daffodil, why do you sound like that?
Because it's my wicked witch voice.
Oh, this is the devil for me. Hey, turn that down.
What's going on? Hey, oh, there we go. Hey, welcome to another episode of Cheese Please. My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is Cheese Please Halloween.
Oh, wow, they're playing with the effects already.
And
whoa, there's some thunder.
I will point out one thing.
Whoa, what?
It may not be Halloween where the listener is now.
Oh, that's right, because, well, we decided not to go to the haunted house this year.
We decided not to go to the haunted house because I said if we went to one more haunted house, I was leaving the show forever.
Yes,
and we decided
not to do it. So we went out trick-or-treating on Halloween, and we got all kinds of stuff to eat, and it's great.
Amazing how people will still give tricky treats to someone who's 6'4".
I know, but you know, that's the only way we have candy on the show because that's the only way we can afford it. Is trick
well,
or treat
candy
every year.
From Santa at Christmas,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, but you know, that doesn't count. But I know one person, I went to their door and she did this. Yeah, there we go. So let's play some Halloween music.
I think that's an awesome idea.
We're starting off with Night on Bald Mountain. Marty Manning and his orchestra coming up shortly. But first, yes, a vampire. But the crystals right here on...
It's a Cheese Please Halloween.
Thank you. Cheese, please!
Oh, yes, very scary! Monty Manning and his orchestra at night on Bald Mountain! Oh, it's very scary! Oh, yes.
I actually really like Night on Bald Mountain.
Really?
Really.
Oh, cool. And before that, we had the Crystals and Vampire
on this very scary Halloween show! My name is Snarf, dude!
And I think you've had more than enough sugar, and I'm taking that bag of candy away from you.
Oh, no, you're not taking this away from me. No.
I'm at least sitting over here eating grapes.
Oh, how come?
Because they're healthy.
Well, you know what I think of that. So much for healthy.
Spoiled sport.
Ah. Oh, shut up, will ya? I feel like howling. Halloween, I gotta play with sound effects. Come on.
That's fine.
Hey, how about this spooky bell I got here?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, look, there's the Grim Reaper. He's coming around the corner.
He's coming for you. You're the one that ate all the candy.
Oh, no. I'm getting out of here. I'm opening the squeaky door. Yeah. Oh, yeah, going down the basement. Get away from the Grim Reaper. Goodbye, Daffodil!
There's no basement in the van.
Why not? There's thunder in the van. See?
There could be thunder outdoors. The van is outside.
There's the thunder in the van. What's the big deal? And there's something else down in the basement. There we go. Okay. Had a little fun. You know, it's Halloween and all.
Now what are we going to play?
We're going to play one that's scary and one that's not quite scary, but features a scary guy. Make sense?
Okay.
Got Lon Chaney Jr. coming up with Spider Baby.
Oh, dear.
But we're starting off with not a scary song, but Boris Karloff is kind of scary.
Oh, so that is a typo on the sheet that says Boris Barloff.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's Karloff, not Barloff. Right here on...
Cheese, Please, Halloween.
A more villainous-looking brotherhood never hung on any gallows. And the cruelest jewel in that dark setting is Captain Hook himself. Eyes of cold blue, hair dressed in long black curls, and the grimmest part of him is his iron claw, which takes the place of his lost left hand. They've halted now, directly above the boys' home.
The evilest creatures in all the earth.
We are evil of fun and the tenors are.
It is true that the bases have evil of faces, but we are more evil in sight.
They are trying to boast of their pride.
Not true, us three voices are just a disguise.
The good-heartedness shines in their eyes.
Not true, us three voices are just a disguise.
The good-heartedness shines in their eyes.
Enough of this bickering stuff. When I am around, there's no question of who is the meanest, the lowest, the loathsomest, cruelest. Look, it's Hook!
Aye, it's a Captain Hook!
Eat blood, drink blood, dream blood, think blood. And you all can have as malicious a look as the meanest of all, Captain Hook.
Aye, the meanest is Captain Hook.
Eat blood,
drink blood,
dream blood,
think blood.
And you all can have as malicious a look as the meanest of all, Captain Hook.
The meanest is Captain Hook. There's nothing lower than Captain Hook. There's nothing lower than Captain Hook.
That's so cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy in music.
Cheese, Please.
Screams and moans and bats and bones and teenage monsters and haunted homes. A ghost on the stair, a vampire's bite. Better beware, there's a full moon tonight. Spiders creep and crawl. Boys and ghouls having a ball. Frankenstein, Dracula, and even the mummy are sure to end up in somebody's tummy.
Take a fresh rodent, some toadstools and weeds, and add an old owl and the young ones she breeds. Mix in seven legs from an eight-legged beast, and then you're all set for a cannibal feast. Sit round a fire with this cup of brew, a fiend and a werewolf on each side of you. This cannibal orgy is strange to behold, and the maddest story ever told.
Baby,
and it's kind of creepy.
Well, it's supposed to be creepy. It's Halloween, Daffodil.
Fine.
See? And before that, we had Boris Karloff and the Pirate Song,
which was not creepy.
No, but sort of kind of creepy. Anyway, my name is Stark Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Which
is Cheese Please.
Halloween edition.
So therefore, it's much more wacky, warped, and weird.
Yes, yes, and I'm playing with my sound effects. I can't help it. I just like it, especially the Crypt Keeper laugh.
Do you have any more of that licorice left?
Oh, yeah, here, take it. I don't know. I got the impression that when we were trick-or-treating, the kids don't like chips.
Yes, because everybody we went to wanted to give us several bags.
Yeah, that's why I'm eating them now. It's like, oh, wow. Oh, that's pretty good. And I don't have to pay for them. They're free.
True.
That's what I like, yeah. Oh.
You get to go door to door and knock on people's doors and see inside their houses and pet their dogs.
Yeah, but...
And they give you candy.
Even this dill pickles flavored chip is kind of good. I don't care. It's free. What's the big deal? That's a good thing. It's free. Free stuff.
I know, but I don't care if it's free. If I don't like it, I'm still not going to eat it.
I will. Give it to me.
You garbage gut.
No. Give it to our invisible dog, Sally. She's right next to me here in the control booth.
The other garbage gut.
Oh, man. This is... Here you go, Sally. There. She likes that.
She likes everything. She's invisible.
Yeah, that's why it ends up on the floor of the van, right?
Yes, because you're trying to feed an invisible dog.
Oh, I couldn't figure that out. Anyway, back to the music. We got the Kingston Trio with her head stuck under her arm.
Is she a contortionist?
I don't know.
Because if not, this is going to be creepy.
Right here on...
Cheese, Please.
Tower of London lodges life. The ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, they declare. For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife, until he made the headsman bob her hair. Ah yes, he did her wrong long years ago, and she comes up at night to tell him so, with her head tucked underneath her arm. She walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm. At the midnight hour, she comes to haunt King Henry. She means giving him what for. Gadzooks, she's going to tell him off. She's feeling very sore, and just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. with her head tucked underneath her arm. She walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in, and when they've had a few, they shout, "Is army going to win?" They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn, with her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread for all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew. The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread. Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do. She holds her head up with a wild war whoop, and Henry cries, "Don't drop it in the soup." With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. One night she caught King Henry, he was in the canteen bar. Said he, "Are you Jane Seymour, Anne Boleyn, or Catherine Parr? For how the sweet Sam Perry-Anne do I know who you are?" With your head tucked underneath your arm.
Cheese, please, the staple on your musical snack tray.
Cheese, please.
He finds himself endeared to a girl who's kind of weird.
You see, she's ghostly, ghostly. Up and down my spine a new sensation crawls. Fastly, ghastly, the way she floats on air and walks through walls. Indeed she's ghostly, ghostly. Try to kiss her and she'll vanish into gloom. Mighty, flighty, it's hard to say just when she'll reappear on a broom. Other girls I've known were simply dimply, just another standard pretty face. But this one haunts me so, I daren't let her go. It's so thrilling, really chilling, when we share a brief embrace. Because she's ghostly, ghostly. What a mystic gift to have her on my arm.
With Mostly Ghostly with the Creatures on this Halloween show.
I like the title of that. It's kind of catchy. Mostly Ghostly.
And
mostly
before
ghostly,
that.
Mostly Ghostly.
Okay. And before that, we had the Kingston Trio with her head stuck under her arm on this Halloween show.
Which was also interesting.
My name is Starf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I'm sorry for all of you people who've probably long past Halloween.
No!
We've been trick-or-treating, but just think about it this way. You get to enjoy this music without being surrounded by all the other Halloween stuff.
Yes, that's true. And I'm enjoying my Halloween chips.
Snacks.
Snacks, chips, candy, chocolate. It's great. I mean, I get to do it every year. I wish I could do it more. What?
I'm amazed that people give someone who's 6'4" treats.
Well, I just hired a kid.
Well, no, you look and act like a huge kid.
Well,
so I'm not surprised.
Well, yeah, okay, whatever. Can I just play with the sound, the voice thing again?
You can, as long as you don't break it again.
No, I'm not going to break it. I promise. Let's see if I can sound like a leprechaun.
Or a demented elf, because you sound more like a demented elf than a leprechaun.
Okay, let's try this and see if I can morph my voice into a leprechaun. Regular voice now. Oh, darn.
I'm glad you have your regular voice, because that one would drive me mad.
Okay, well, we're ending off the show this week with Napoleon the 14th coming up
first.
Yes, first. And I live in a split-level head. But hey, look at that. We've got you. We've got Sid Lawrence and the Friends. He does an answer song to the old Dickie Goodman flying saucer stuff.
Ah.
Well, we better go. Until next week, folks.
Thanks for joining us for this week's episode of Cheese Please. Have fun, stay cheesy. Be back again next week for more.
Without the effects, maybe.
Maybe.
I've lived in apartments, I've lived in a home. I've traveled in trailers when I used to roam. But now in these places, you won't catch me dead. Cause I'm happy, I live in a split level head. I do what I want to, no worries, no cares. If anyone bugs me, I climb little stairs. Way up to a level where astronauts dread. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. It's here, timing nothing, I couldn't care less. I don't rush for buses and trains are a mess. There's no one to care for, I don't make a bed. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I like how I'm living, I'm nobody's slave. My head's above water, so don't make a wave. There's no door to lock and no dog to be fed. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. So why should I move when the neighborhood's right? No taxes to pay and no landlord to fight. Now I call this living much more, as I said. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. Now you keep your ulcers, your ills, and what's new. You sure couldn't have them and live like I do. You think I have problems, but you do instead. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I live with two people, I like both of them. He likes both of me and I like both of him. They're my alter egos and to them I'm wed. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. There's no civil status in my neighborhood. It's that kind of thinking that keeps it so good. I don't take a lead, but I like to be led. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. And why should I mark when the neighbors are home? No, traveled in pay and don't I want to roam. Now I want this living once more as I get. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. Now you want your answer, no worries, what cares. If anyone has them, I live like I dare. Way up I hill level where astronauts dead. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I live where means nothing, I like more care them. I don't rush for money and I like for a man. Then I alter ego or I don't am I mad. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I like how I'm mad and I'm my neighbor's slave. My dad's out of water, so don't make a way. I don't talk to lot, but I like to be mad. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. And why did I move when I lived in a home? No, I traveled in trailers when I used to roam. Now I'm on this place and you won't catch me dead. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. Now do what I want to, no worries, no cares. If anyone has it, I climb like I dare. Way up I will level where astronauts bed. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. It's your time is nothing, I like more care them. I like roast with money and I lay down a mem. There's no alter ego, I don't make my bed. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head. I like how I'm living, I'm my body's slave. My head's above water, so don't make a way. I don't talk to lock and I like to be fed. Cause I'm happy I live in a split level head.
We rescued these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
On the mountainside. But when I reached over, touch her hand. She said, whoa, daddy. Take it easy, man. Take it easy. Uh-oh.
We interrupt this supersonic program to bring you this message. Our flying saucers have reached Earth. Stay tuned for immediate developments. Come in, saucer 4X. Come in, saucer 4X. This is Mars. We understand you were stranded.
I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone.
Yes, yes, tell us, what was your reaction to seeing an Earthling?
I almost lost my mind.
What caused this sudden fear?
All it took was a casual look.
Now we switch you to saucer X2. And an on-the-spot interview with a real Earthling. Come in, X2. Come in, X2. Attention. Where is your crew, X2?
Standing on the corner, watching all the girls go by.
This
caution. Hey, you there, Earthling, stop. Come back, come back. What is your name?
Nothing but a hound dog.
Tell us, Earthling, what is the greatest problem of your people?
Why do fools fall in love?
Love? What is this thing called love?
Maybe Umgawa knows. Buwana, 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 umgawa, buwana, buwana, umgawa, buwana. There you are.
Well, Earthling, when is the best time for this crazy thing called love?
After the lights go down.
Thank you, Earthling. And now we switch you back upstairs to your favorite disc jockey.
Well, hi again, everybody. How are you? This is... back again on station WEIRD, Weird Mars, the number one music planet in the universe, with sounds all requestfully for you. Coming up a little bit later on, one of the greatest records of Mars time. And now, we've had thousands of requests from Earthlings asking what a Mars disc jockey looks like.
I'm like a one-eyed cat, peeping in a seafood store.
And now to wind up our show, here's that great, fantastic, fabulous, exclusive record on the Humble label, the number one record down on Earth.
We interrupt this record to bring you a special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel.
This is Mars sending a special message to Buchanan and Goodman. 2 hours later,
wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.